Snapshot. So keep that dial on, because this is going to be a thrilling hour of music.
Keep score. I don't care if the sun don't shine. I give my loving in the I think we'll get Eric on the accordion here and we'll do the title check from our record. It's the tune he and I wrote together.
Katie Glassman in a snapshot. Boy, that was a lot of fun. That was totally awesome.
We had a good time.
I felt like I was on cloud nine with that, y'all. So very awesome. Katie Glassman in a snapshot, and lots of big things to talk about tonight, huh?
Yes, for sure.
A new record is coming out tomorrow. Katie Glassman in a snapshot. Dream a little dream.
Finally.
Let's talk.
Dreams do come true.
Which dreams are those?
Every one I've ever had.
Well, pass it to me. Yeah, let's talk about the new record. It looks like it's heavily rooted in Western swing, and I know that's one of your fortes. I was thinking about that earlier, and that's how you won your first fiddle contest, was being in Western swing.
Yeah, the style of fiddling I grew up with was Texas style fiddling with the breakdowns and the waltzes, but some roots of that are Western swing, and it's always been my dream to have a Western swing band, and when I first met Eric, he wanted to play Western swing too, and we're so happy to have come together with Greg and Charlie, and we have some great originals on there and covers, and I'm really proud of it. The guys played great, and we love it.
I was listening too. It's just like, did you get everybody, or maybe everybody knew, but I was thinking, like, you know, I listened to Eric play his piano lines and stuff like that, and we play that kind of music on Honky Tonk Heroes, you know, and just to, I mean, is it pretty standard stuff, or did you guys get together and listen to anything? I like these old bands, and maybe we want to borrow elements from those bands, like the piano playing, the fluid, there's some fluid guitar lines in there. Charlie's snapping the bass pretty hard.
Well, you know, I think we all listen to a lot of older music, and we all have a lot of influences. I mean, I definitely have grown up listening a lot to Bob Wills and the Eldon Shamblin stylings and Spade Cooley. And Eric, who would be your influences?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of old jazz. So, you know, people like Art Tatum, who we were just talking about today, a big influence on me. Teddy Wilson from those great trios with I don't know. Yeah, and then of course I got into Bob Wills about 20 years ago and have wanted to do that ever since. So,
is there any particular accordion players that come to mind when you play Western swing accordion, like Spade Cooley or maybe Pee Wee King or?
Well, now who's the band that we were totally into like about this time last year?
Riders in the Sky.
Andy Parker. Yeah, the accordionist whose name I can't remember right now, but the accordionist with the Andy Parker group is really amazing, and that band was a real influence. A lot of amazing three-part harmonies and accordion and fiddle, guitar. I mean, this exact instrumentation. So we're very
okay.
Excited to discover that band. And they're, you know, one of those bands from Hollywood about the same time as Spade Cooley and those guys, but not as well known, I don't think. Although Joaquin Murphy did play steel with them for a while. So.
And Andy Parker was in that band?
He was the band leader, yeah.
And what was the name of the band?
It was just Andy Parker, wasn't it?
Andy Parker, huh? Yeah. Well, I'm going to check that out.
So?
I'm sure I'll find it.
He's like, it's like cowboy music.
Racking my brain
really
now.
Jazz arrangements.
Very cool.
Yeah. Very, very Hollywood.
Super virtuosic.
Yeah.
Amazing musicianship.
Well, you know us. We're always on Honky Tonk Heroes. We're always looking for another thing to dig at, you know. And
yeah. Oh, you need Andy Parker.
Tell him, yeah.
Okay.
Tell him we turned you on.
Sure. And also, let's talk about the CD release party. There's going to be a big CD release party on Dazzles on March 29th. Two shows, Saturday night, 7
yep.
o'clock and 9 o'clock, and I'm sure they're going to sell out.
Buy your tickets now.
Probably already are. Just kidding. You should go.
We're looking forward to that show big time, and we'll probably have a little after party down the block at a pizza shop, and so anyone's welcome to join us. And buy your tickets now.
Very cool. Very cool. And and you also have some special guests on the record, Tim O'Brien and John Macy. And
Yeah. John Macy recorded and engineered the record, and so it's always an honor to have him play steel. And he recommended getting Tim O'Brien. He happened to be in Nashville on a Sunday afternoon when Tim O'Brien had the same afternoon free, and they got together, and I'm just absolutely honored to have him.
So John Macy recorded his part, and he had the stock track with him? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And we were also kind of curious about how you got the name Snapshot for the band, which was also the name of your last record.
Right.
And now, that's a story you don't want to tell. That's okay.
Well, there's not really a story.
Yeah, we just really couldn't think of anything better.
Yeah, we tried and tried, and then the deadline for the artwork came around, and
we're like, I guess we're Snapshot.
Snapshot it is. Kind of describes a little bit of the new and the old, but
It does. And also probably builds some continuity off your last record, too, so.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. All righty. Katie Glassman and Snapshot tonight on Cabaret, and hang on to your hats. This is going to be a great show. It's already been great, and it's going to continue to be wonderful.
All right, we thought we'd do one of our originals from the record. That last one was original, but this one is Good Times Gone By. Little tune written for Miss Caitlin Kenny.
Big sandy river flowed all day. Water shimmers as we drift away, thinking only about good times gone by. Boat on the water, sun shines down. Water ripples as the birds fly around, thinking only about good times gone. Just one to do it all again.
One of those Texas tunes, Katie.
Let's do it. Let's do a good old Howdy Forrester tune from the record called Rutland's Reel.
You're listening to Katie Glassman and Snapshot tonight on Cabaret.
All right, just want to quickly introduce the guys in the band that are here. We have on the guitar, Mr. Greg Shackett.
Hello.
From Boulder, Colorado. And we have Mr. Charlie Mertens.
Hey there.
And Eric Moon. We're about to play one of his originals.
Wow.
Called Not Sticking Around.
Snapshot here on Cabaret. That's pretty funny. You ought to be glad I'm leaving you. On that line, I heard it right.
True? You heard it right.
You hear what you want to hear, Dan.
Just want to hear it correctly. That's an awesome tune, Eric, and wonderful piano parts, you know. Katie, let's back up a little minute for a minute. I wanted to dig into Howdy Rutland.
Howdy Forrester.
Howdy Forrester in Rutland's Wheel. And Texas Fiddler, was he pretty famous back in the day? Or?
Yeah, you know, I know that, I wish my history was a little better here, but I know that a lot of my heroes have learned from him, Shorty Chancellor, and all of my heroes who I've learned from, you know, we've all spent time with his tapes, and I know I'll remember all the history later.
Sure. Yeah.
That's all I've got at the moment.
How famous can a Texas fiddler get?
Texas fiddlers are so famous in my head.
I love them too. Yeah. So, in other words, a lot of people learn from him. He must have been pretty influential. And do you have any idea, maybe just to estimate what era he was in, or a decade, like the 40s or the 50s, or a little later than that, or?
You know, again, I wish I would have brushed up on my history before came into this whole thing. But, I mean, I get the sense in the 50s, but I'm sure that I'll be corrected later.
No problem.
When did they stop naming people Howdy?
There's a name idea for
right.
your baby, Eric. Howdy Moon.
Yeah. Eric has a brand new baby without a name, so send your suggestions in.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Howdy's great.
Howdy's
And when you talked about your roots were in Texas fiddling, what are the elements of Texas fiddling that would separate it from another kind of fiddling?
Well, you know, I think bluegrass is a great one to draw an analogy to, a comparison to, where the bluegrass tempos are going to be a little faster, and in the Texas style, the guitar players are going to play more bassline-oriented stuff and have a little more thwack. And
like that strong sort of downstroke that Greg has?
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that. And the Texas-style fiddling has long bows and pretty involved bowings because it's just a little slower than bluegrass. And the improvisation is more micro-based. The improvisations are very, you stay very close to the melody, and you're always referencing the themes of the parts.
Okay.
Whereas bluegrass, you can go a little further out, and it's not as it's maybe a little more macro with the improvisation. Yes, Greg has something to add.
I think one thing that's important that I've noticed, because I played a lot of bluegrass in my day. I'm a recovering bluegrass musician.
Good.
The first step is admitting you have a problem. But in bluegrass, you trade solos around when you jam. In Texas style, the fiddle is the whole
fiddle
jam.
All the time.
The fiddle is the whole jam.
Or the
it's very fiddle-centric.
Yeah.
Okay.
The genre is called Texas fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texas fiddle. It's not Texas anything else.
Could be called Texas style. And I've just morphed it. But yeah. Typically you'll have, the guitar players won't really take solos. They're very rhythmic oriented.
And it's the a longer elaboration of a theme of a tune than you get to do in bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
Like you start a song and you play it through, 10 times? Depending if it's a contest or just a jam. But.
Mm-hmm. We've elaborated on the themes.
Sense, it has more of its roots in old time than bluegrass, but it has a different feeling than old time.
I think old time is a relative term to region. I think because Texas style, you have the old time fiddlers contest in Weezer, Idaho, and so a lot of people refer to Texas style as old time fiddling of the West Coast in Texas, and this old time movement from the East Coast has been merging in on the old time of the West Coast. And so now you hear this term old time and different people think of different things. Yeah. Exactly. But I think you're right that they all have influenced one another.
Yeah. I notice that sometimes people will sort of over-categorize things. And then whatever it was tends to get diluted. You know, if you're calling Texas fiddling, Appalachian fiddling, old time fiddling, I mean, that would be confusing to me, you know, so. Unless it was a blend of something. So, and also I wanted to ask you too, not only did you been placing in some fiddle contests, you have some students that have been some finalists. I bet that's something you're really proud of.
Yeah, I am. It's been really exciting. I had probably at least 10 students as top 5 finalists at the Colorado State Championships, and I'm really proud of them.
Wow.
And happy to be passing the music along.
Very cool. Very cool. Congratulations for sure. All right. We've been listening to Kitty Glassman and Snapshot on Cabaret.
Let's do Greg's tune.
Yeah. How's that go?
Hold on. Let me make it up. Something's coming to me.
Yeah, let's play it.
All right.
You
this
just
one.
Lead and we'll follow.
Okay. Follow me, boys.
Girl.
You'll feel it. It's just a
tribute. You're not
a boy. Yeah. This one goes out to everybody at Martin Acres tonight.
Martin Acres, huh?
Yeah.
Let's do a standard. After you've gone. Oh. Now, won't you listen, dearie? Could you tell me that you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know I've loved you, dearie, many years. Can't you
somebody go and change your mind.
Smokes. I was just thinking, once I play that song of Honky Tonk Heroes or anything from this wonderful record, nobody's going to be awake. I mean, nobody's going to be asleep.
Okay, all right.
I'm the one. I'm still recovering from our Mardi Gras from Saturday night. And
I always get those confused.
Loaded, yeah. But I'm serious. I mean, this is going to wake everybody up, man. Nobody's going to sleep. Can we talk about the cover?
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks like you guys are transporting yourself in time back to the 19th century.
You know,
we transported ourselves eastward onto the plains, mostly.
We drove about an hour and a half east on I-36 to a little town called Anton with our photographer, Kit Hedman, and took some photos out there, and our designer was Anna Davis. She's one of my students' parents, and we really wanted to capture, you know, we wanted the cover to look like our music, the vintage take of it all.
Like how far it's rooted. It's awesome. And you're wearing sort of costume pieces too, clothing. Did you guys know this house was out there, or you guys just keep driving around until you found one?
Kit knew about this house. Okay. And so the picture on the back, actually, he and I went out again, and it's taken at the lighting is the headlights of the car. It was just kind of an accidental photo that we saw right before we left and happened to just work out great.
So this album will be available at Dazzle's on March 29th
yep.
at your CD release party, or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
There's a big release day.
You can also get it on my website, www.katieglassman.com. We do have an option for autographed copies as well.
Wonderful.
Really want to send a shout out to all of our Kickstarter donors and just everyone who helped make this record possible.
And will this be in stores too, or just available at the show and the website?
Well,
there are a few.
I don't even know what stores. It is at Twist and Shout.
Oh, great!
At Twist and Shout, and what other record stores should it be at? Whatever ones I drive it to.
But there's one mainly called Bart's up here.
That Bart's and Albums on the Hill in Boulder.
And those are two nice ones.
So yeah, we'll get it in those stores, and mainly you'll be able to. On the World Wide Web.
Yeah, it doesn't take as much time to get an album to a store as it used to these days.
Are you saying traffic is better? Or?
No, I'm saying there's less stores. Unfortunately.
You just pick one and bring it there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'd love to support our local CD stores, so we'll definitely look you guys up and be sure you get a copy.
Katie Glassman and Snapshot, and the new record is titled Dream a Little Dream, and it's fantastic.
Well, let's do a little Bob Wills tune. Little My Window Faces the South. This is an arrangement we wrote together, and
Eric's getting on his accordion.
On the record, Tim O'Brien sings harmonies. Thank you, Tim O'Brien. Mm-hmm. And actually, I live in an apartment right now that has a south-facing window, and so I get it for the first time. Why south-facing windows are so great. All right.
They're also good for houses, too. If your house faces it, because your driveway gets the snow melted off, you know, versus one like mine that faces the north, which takes forever for it to melt off.
Well, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Smiling back at me, my window.
everything with memories and photographs. I don't know if I'll get old. Maybe change is the only thing to count. Why birds may fly, or we may die. All we know is love is all there is. Baby, come and play this funny game of life with me tonight. Every day as time goes by, close your eyes, go in your mind with all your thoughts and questions why. Cause all we know is love is all there is. Well, it's the little things that we don't know. Always the little things that we don't see. A mystery's a mystery until it's all cause time. It's changing constantly.
Beautiful, Katie.
Thank you.
It was beautiful.
That was the first song I ever wrote. Called Snapshot.
I remember from the previous record.
It's our theme song.
Yeah, wonderful. Before we go on, we'd like to thank George Fakes and Peter. And looks like you have a new partner in crime back there. And
thank you.
For doing the sound tonight. They do this week in, week out. And they also did the sound for our Mardi Gras this weekend, so that was really nice. So lots of double duty here. So let's not forget about the CD release concert at Dazzle's on March 29th, 7 to 9 p.m. shows, and I think you'll see me there. And
awesome.
I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to spinning this on the airwaves. I think it's going to be, you know, the reaction is going to be really powerful, really great. It's going to be widely received.
We appreciate your psychic abilities.
Oh, good.
Powerful reaction, you know, could go either way.
Well, as long as we get a powerful reaction.
Any reaction, yeah. So what are we going to do for our last song?
You know, this is the last cut on our record. It's a Duke Ellington tune.
Ah, I was waiting for this
featuring
one.
The whole band. This is Jubilee Stomp.
Wonderful.
Let's do record version.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Well, it's only a minute and a half, and we have like 3.5 minutes.
Actually, that clock is slow by about 20 minutes.
Well, let's one more time mention the website to get more information. www.katieglassman.com.
GLASSMAN.
All right, I guess we're doing the long version.
That's all right.
We have 5 minutes. Okay. Our DJ in the Red Studio is clapping. And I want to thank Katie Glassman and Snapshot for playing our cabaret tonight. It's been a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I'm on cloud 9, so take it away.
That was a great, great concert over there in the live cabaret room. Great show. Terrific. Well, it's about 7 seconds before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM up in Nederland, and online live at kgnu.org. And right now it's time for a Classic Monday. Well, pleasant good evening, everyone, on this very nice, balmy Monday evening. Welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm Ron Nadell, your classical music guide for the evening. Tonight, I bring you a playlist of choral music. Music of Prokofiev, Hansen, Corigliano, Pierre Valet, and others, such as this Serenade to Music by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Well, somehow I think the sound of others singing is a special pleasure and can be quite soothing. Meanwhile, feel free to tweet me at Nadel_classical. That's Nadel_classical. And join me for tonight's variety of choral music on a classic Monday.